Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Talk Spicy. I'm Coach Gene Clemens. Thank you for joining me wherever you are joining me. Rate the show, comment, agree, disagree, but whatever you do, keep it spicy. Five-star ratings are appreciated. And if you're joining me on the YouTube channel, make sure you like, make sure you subscribe. Shout out to all the people on Twitter for always holding me down. Shout out to my Facebook fam, always holding me down. And obviously, the YouTube channel. If you don't know, like if you just only think this only shows up on places with video, you can listen to the Talk Spicy podcast on anywhere that you get your podcast. Spotify, Google, Apple, Amazon, wherever you get your podcast from, you can find the Talk Spicy podcast. So don't delay. Make sure that you go ahead and subscribe wherever you're getting your DSP from. Happy Friday to all of you out there. I just have one question today. What is the difference between when Josh Allen came out of Wyoming and when Anthony Richardson is coming out of Florida? Now, full disclosure, my good friend Teron Davenport of ESPN Sports Nation writes for Tennessee Titans, a Tennessee Titans beat reporter. He calls me Rev, and he says that's because when I talk like I'm giving a sermon. So I feel like I'm going to preach today, and I'm going to do what a lot of reverends do, is I'm going to stick to the word, right? I'm going to stick to the word. Not necessarily my word. I'm going to stick to the word of others. So, when I ask what's the difference between Josh Allen and Anthony Richardson and how they're being viewed, I already know what the answer is, but I feel compelled to ask the question so that somebody else can really fill me in on why this has to be the answer. Like, I know the answer, but why is this the answer? Why does it have to be like this? Here's what I mean. Josh Allen was just another dude coming out of high school. Was not heavily recruited. Wasn't really impressive in high school. Went to a junior college. Anthony Richardson was one of the top prospects coming out of high school. One of the top. Like the tippy-tippy. Like the 1% of the 1%. He chose to go to Florida. He didn't end up at Florida because he had no other choice. He chose to go to Florida. Wyoming got Josh Allen because Josh Allen didn't have anywhere else to go. And he had to go to Wyoming. Josh Allen goes to Wyoming against mid-level talent. Against competition who people have described as gas station workers and, and businessmen who people have demeaned the talent, right? They tried to play it off by demeaning his talent, the people he had with him. But in order to demean him, his talent, to boost him up, they have to then acknowledge that all of the talent that he faced was of that same caliber, that all of the talent that he had to go against were of the same caliber as the talent that he had to play with. So with that in mind, we realize he never dominated. He never looked like a world beater against poor talent. In fact, there were FCS quarterbacks who looked infinitely better than he did in that time. Juxtapose that with Anthony Richardson, who walked into Florida and had to compete for playing time with another top level out of high school quarterback, Emory Jones. He split time. and against SEC level competition, against SEC level competition, struggled at times, and then at other times, looked like Thanos. Looked like Thanos out there. Looked like a cheat code out there. That is what Anthony Richardson looked like on the football field, playing football for the University of Florida at times. There was never a time that Josh Allen looked like that. Never a time. Similar builds, right? So, let's fast forward to scouting combine time. So when it was Josh Allen's turn to go to the scouting combine, he went out there and he did all the things to wow people with the athleticism. 6'5", 237, 33 and a quarter arms, 10 and an eighth hands. He ran a 40-yard dash in a 4.75. That's great. 10-yard split, 1.62. A 33.5-inch vertical. A 9-foot-11-inch broad jump, 6.93 cone drill, 4.4 20-yard shuttle. It was an impressive showing for a quarterback to put up those numbers. Let's go to Anthony Richardson. Anthony Richardson, 6'4", 244 pounds, 32 3/4 arms, 10.5-inch hands. 4.43 40, 1.53 10-yard split, 40.5-inch vertical jump, 10 feet, 9-inch on the broad jump. He was like, I don't need to do 3-cone drill. I don't need to do the 20-yard shuttle bench press. Y'all know what it is. And yet, the thought process behind one guy and the other guy, totally different. For the record, by the way, the ESPN Next Gen Stats gave Josh Allen a total score of 78 and gave Anthony Richardson a total score of 82. Anthony Richardson's athleticism score was in the 99th percentile. Josh Allen's athleticism score, 76. Somehow, both quarterbacks got the same production score. Don't ask me how. Both quarterbacks got the same production score. But both quarterbacks received the same production score. Now, I talk about this because I wonder what's different. And right now we can say, well, clearly, if we put these two next to each other, everybody's choosing Anthony Richardson, right? If it was a person on person, and we lined them up, and we were at the playground, and you've got these two guys, they're the two most impressive looking things on the field. They're the two most impressive looking things on the field. And if you're the two most impressive looking things on the field, then we're going to pick those two guys one and two. So let's just say those two guys, just based off looks, they're one and two. There's no way you're picking Josh Allen over Anthony Richardson, not knowing what you know. Anthony Richardson is more explosive. He's faster. He's bigger. He's not taller, but he's bigger, right? More explosive, faster, bigger. Both of them got a cannon for an arm. Now, when we start talking about the minutia of Josh Allen and Anthony Richardson, here's where it gets interesting, right? Josh Allen, when they talk about Josh Allen on his player bio, they say he's a late bloomer, right? They say he's a late bloomer. Completion percentage is low, but he showed a hero complex. when they talk about Anthony Richardson, they talk about Anthony Richardson in his bio as one of the top guys in the country, right? Then we get into the evaluation, and this is what I wanted to do because the analysis by Lance Zierlein, I appreciate. And it gives us a legitimate comparison of a guy who has seen and supposedly evaluated both guys without bias because they're in different draft class. So Lance Zierlein had a first-round draft projection on Josh Allen. His NFL comparison for Josh Allen was Jake Locker, who was a bust. A full-on, unadulterated bust. Now, me, if you're going to compare somebody to another player who was a bust, they're probably not a first-round draft pick. They're probably not a first-round draft pick, but I digress. His overview, this is what he says. He's likely to be the biggest boom or bust quarterback prospect in the draft. Allen's size and arm talent are prototypical for early first-round picks, but it's rare to find a quarterback with such a low college completion rate become a successful pro. Allen's receivers struggled to separate, but there were plenty of times where his lack of anticipation and post-snap plan did him in. Allen can make some truly special throws, but his ability to improve the mental part of his game will determine whether he's a good NFL starter or just another big, strong-armed guy. I want to pay attention to the first thing that he gives you. He says, Allen's receivers struggled to separate. Right? Let's give him an excuse on why some of this might be the case. Okay, cool. Anthony Richardson. This is the analysis overview by Lance Zierlein of NFL. Dual threat quarterback with an elite physical profile. Why is he a dual threat quarterback and not Josh Allen? Okay, cool. Dual threat quarterback with an elite physical profile and a lot of work that needs to be done to reach a potentially high ceiling. Richardson's frame, arm talent, and mobility will demand respect as a potential first-round option. Meanwhile, Allen's size and arm talent are prototypical for early first-round picks. But for Richardson, whose NFL comparison is Cam Newton, who should be a Hall of Famer when it's all said and done, because he changed the game, who was a first overall draft pick and not a bust, his frame, arm talent, and mobility will demand respect as a potential first-round option. He has the ability to make plays on the move that very few of his NFL peers will be able to make. However, his accuracy on short and simple throws left much to be desired, due in part to shoddy footwork and inconsistent rhythm. The footwork issues can be corrected, but the challenge will be determining whether he can be at least a functionally accurate passer at the next level. Why was that not a concern for Josh Allen, who is considered to be a top of the first round pick, when his completion percentage is worse than Richardson's? Richardson's potential to strike with the deep ball, attack the secondary from sideline to sideline, and gash teams with his legs creates greater leeway in his projection as a developmental prospect. Ultimately, he will succeed or fail based on his ability to play with better post-snap recognition and deliver the football with consistency. So in other words, he's saying he needs to be smarter. Yeah, thank you, Lance Zierlein. We can read through the cracks. Not one time in here, right? Because he did question Josh Allen's mental, but not the way that he did it with Richardson, he made sure to give caveats to Josh Allen. His ability to improve the mental part of his game will determine whether he's a good NFL starter. Whereas Anthony Richardson, ultimately, he will succeed or fail based on his ability to play with better post-snap recognition. Like, maybe some of you don't see it out there. Maybe some of you don't notice the slant. Maybe you don't get where the bias comes in. And by the way, I'm not even saying Lance Zierlein did this on purpose. I'm saying this is inherent. Let's look at Josh Allen's strengths according to Zierlein. Prototype frame for pocket passer. Sturdy base allows him to shake off sacks and extend plays. Rare arm strength and overall arm talent. Has variety of release points if needed. Can uncork suddenly when it breaks open. Able to thread the needle with a rocket launcher. Makes throws that no other quarterback in college can make. Excellent thrower of deep outs. Able to outspace safeties to deep sideline throws. Aggressive pump fakes, open double moves. Turns into competent traffic director when scrambling. Can roll right and fling it down the field with impressive velocity. Asks to read the entire field. No throw is too challenging. His arm strength and mobility to create explosive plays when plays go off schedule. Ability to challenge safeties over the top could help running game. Attacks intermediate windows with pretty good precision when allowed to sit down in the pocket. Has experience under center and operating in play action passing attack. Willing to pull it and move the chains with his legs. Has experience in poor weather. Now, we already talked about how we're looking. Watch Anthony Richardson's strengths. Elite size strength and athletic ability for the quarterback position, but not as a pocket passer. Has potential to perform in a variety of offensive schemes. Can make explosive plays as a passer and runner. Arm strength to throw downfield and into tight windows. Functional pass accuracy when mechanically sound and in rhythm. Willing to take a hit and still deliver the throw. Good awareness and pressure mounting around him. Footwork to slide and throw or scramble for yards. Had touchdown to interception ratio of 12-2 over his final six games at Florida. Ran for touchdowns of 45, 60, 73, 80, and 81 yards over the past two seasons. So 10 strengths for Anthony Richardson. Twenty strengths for Josh Allen, and all of the strengths all have to do with his arm strength. Almost every single strength that has to do with arm strength has been broken down into each little element. Well, what does that do? That informs the idea of he's a better prospect. Why? Because you look at all of these strengths. Meanwhile, the weaknesses for Josh Allen. Never had completion rate higher than 56% in either season as a starter. Accuracy diminishes greatly when he's forced to move his feet. May have too much hero in his blood. Is that a weakness? Tries to overcome obstacles with arm talent and make poor decisions because of it. So, yeah, you know, he makes mistakes. But that's only because he just thinks he can make every throw. Takes too many chances with low percentage throws. Again, he's taking those chances because he can throw. Right? Anthony Richardson, weaknesses. Inconsistency and inaccuracy made it hard for him to have sustained success. Could use better feel for timing of his progressions. Needs to take some spice off the short throws. Below average touch and ball placement rolling out. Hasn't learned to manipulate coverages with his eyes. Struggle to paint intermediate zone holes and anticipatory throws. Accuracy issues are often function of poor footwork, loses track of coverage and will throw into danger, too willing to flip the ball out instead of taking a sack. Ladies and gentlemen, here's the difference. Anthony Richardson is doing this against elite level defensive talent and coaching. Elite level. He's learning on the job. If you don't know Anthony Richardson's background, he got hurt his senior year, so he didn't play much. Then he spent 2 years just kind of being the change of pace gadget guy at Florida before he had a chance to get his first start. He's had two different coaches, three different coordinators in his 3 years at Florida. Zero consistency. Meanwhile, Josh Allen played junior JUCO ball, then played at Wyoming, comes in as an older, more mature, supposedly, prospect, and yet was worse. Notice I haven't even brought up Will Levis because I don't even understand how you people have this guy, that guy, in the same thought process as these other dudes. I go back to the fact, and it's really interesting to me, that Josh Allen is compared to Jake Locker, who was an utter bust, a complete and total bust, was Jake Locker. You could have put Jake Locker on any team in America, and he was not going to be good. That was Jake Locker, and that's who Josh Allen was compared to. With a 50-something completion percentage against low-level competition, people walked right through those evals, walked right through all of the negatives, and draft that man with a top 10 pick. They drafted him with a top 10 pick. Then, after one stellar season, one, anointed him as the greatest quarterback in the history of man, only to watch him regress back to that guy who will not only turn the ball over a lot, but is a crash test dummy. Meanwhile, Anthony Richardson has been compared to the most transformative quarterback in the history of the NFL, Cam Newton, a first overall pick who went on to have a Hall of Fame career. And yet, people are wondering whether he should be a first round pick. People are saying that he's a project. People are saying that you got to wait on him. And they're using completion percentages and accuracy issues as a reason when they never used any of that as a reason to not take Josh Allen. In fact, people like Mel Kiper Jr. went out of his way to say that stuff doesn't matter. So all I'm asking is, what's the difference? If you're taking a chance on Josh Allen and what his upside could be, ladies and gentlemen, we should see Anthony Richardson in the disagree, but whatever you do, keep it spicy. 5-star ratings are appreciated. And if you're joining me on the YouTube channel, make sure you like, make sure you subscribe. Till next time, peace.